This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As we take some time with God together today, remember that when you spend time with God, you should always do it with your Bible open. Don't just empty your mind and wait to see what fills it. That's the way of Eastern meditation, but that's not Christian meditation. The Bible, whenever it talks about Christian meditation, it is filling your mind with God's Word and then allowing God to use that as you let it turn over in your mind. And so you should always have your Bible open, asking God to speak to you, to direct you as you read. And as you read, you don't always have to read big sections of the Bible, sometimes even one meaningful verse, and then just think about it and what God may be saying to you about your life as you read that verse. And be praying all the time. God, what are you saying to me? What does this show me about you? What does it show me about how you think about me? What do I need to do to respond to this verse? And always be responsive so that when you sense God's message to your heart, you are speaking back to him about it and saying, yes, Lord, and I want to do this in response to what you're saying to me, or I've understood you wrongly, Lord, and now I see this is how you are. Talk to the Lord about what he's saying to you. Spend time with God that is meaningful. We're looking this week at the pressure the world exerts on us, and the books of 1st and 2nd Peter in the Bible are really written to people facing the pressure of the world, trying to pressure them to conform to the world's ways. And we're looking at this passage in 2nd Peter where Peter says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these, his glory and excellence, he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, in order that by them you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust." Well, partakers of the divine nature, God himself living and working in you by the work of the Holy Spirit. But notice that last line, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Well, this world is corrupt. It's decaying, isn't it? Things are getting worse and worse. And in our own lives, if we don't actively work to counteract the world in our lives, our own spiritual lives naturally decay, don't they? We gradually drift away from God. You don't ever just drift towards God without meaning to. No. You must choose in your life to escape the corruption that is in the world by lust. The desires of your body very often lead you into sinful and ungodly choices. And you know, the media that you watch or listen to or read every day, it is pressuring you. It is dragging you like a rip current in the ocean away from God. And you have to swim against it or battle against it or get out of it if you want to resist it and escape the corruption that's in the world by lust. What can you do to remove from your life some of those influences that are pulling you away from God? And what can you do to put into your life some of those things that draw you closer to God? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.